Major change is coming to Washington. When the new Congress convenes next year, lawmakers will climb a Capitol Hill, now fully controlled by Republicans, amid escalating 2016 presidential politics and tension within both the Republican and the Democratic parties. To get a sense of how the next Congress will navigate all that, we sat down with a veteran and a freshman, longtime Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano and Congressman-elect Seth Moulton. First up, Capuano, who's been working in a GOP-controlled House for years now.
I don't think much will be different, if you want the truth. We still have the White House, thankfully. In the last month or so, I think I've seen President Obama step up to the plate a little bit more, being a little bit more forceful on those issues, which we will need him to do. We don't know which Republicans we have. I mean, if we have the Tea Party Republicans, it's one thing. If we have the moderate Republicans, it's another, and it's just too early to tell. Last 2 years, there are more moderates, but the Tea Party has controlled their agenda.
Congressman-elect Moulton, first time up on Capitol Hill. What do you think all this means for you?
Well, one of the mandates that was clear to me from the last election is that Americans are tired of the hyperpartisanship in Washington, D.C. And so it is important, like the congressman said, to work with moderate Republicans. And I've made an effort already to reach out to some. I met with a moderate Republican when I was down in Washington just this past week to talk about how we can work together to get things done for the American people.
The recent Capitol Hill fight in the last couple of weeks over the trillion-dollar federal budget bill exposed what's been called a fight for the soul inside the Democratic Party in the new Congress, with some Democrats willing to compromise with Republicans, others willing to fight. Do you think that Democrats are going to end up at war with each other in the new Congress and with the White House, Seth Moulton?
No, I don't think so. But what I witnessed when I was down there to watch these debates as they unfolded was a very healthy discussion in the Democratic Party about which way we should be headed.
I think that every group you have that is a large group has differences of opinion within the family. So those internal family fights are not new. There are differences of opinion within the Democratic Party, as there are within the Republican Party, as there has always been within both parties. There will continue to be so. But I think that whenever you're in the minority, that tends to be the focus a little bit more, because obviously as the minority party, the best you can do is stop things from happening. Very rarely can you actually make positive change as a minority.
And that's a good thing for America. We don't want monolithic parties that are just one voting block against the other. We ought to have a healthy debate, not just between Democrats and Republicans, but among Democrats and among Republicans.
Let me ask you both this question. There are analysts who say that given GOP control of the House and the Senate, Democrats need to refocus in the next few years on populist issues, to be more full-throated on jobs, the economy, to try and recapture the ground that Democrats used to own with a working class, with unions, with a middle class. You see that being a priority for Democrats in the new Congress? And on what issues, if you do?
From their lips to God's ears. I have been arguing this for as long as I can remember, most notably since we did the stimulus. I wanted the stimulus focused on creating jobs, direct jobs, mostly through infrastructure and transportation. And instead, we did some of that, but I never thought we did enough of it. I think the answer is absolutely yes. Yet our leaders chose not to use those economic issues in this election. Huge mistake. I pray to God that that's what we can do in the next election. It doesn't mean that we stop doing the other issues or stop talking about them. It's simply a matter of prioritization of what we talk about.
Jobs, jobs, jobs. I heard it on the campaign trail every day. I hear it in the district right now. I've talked a lot about what we can do in the 6th for economic development, especially redeveloping the city of Lynn and what that would mean for the entire district if we could turn that community around and get the economy growing. It's got so much potential just north of Boston. And people here, right here in Massachusetts, are seeing working families get squeezed. They're feeling the pressures on the middle class. And so we've got to work on that. We've got to make it a priority in Congress.
Let me ask you about Obamacare. Think Democrats can fend off what surely to be GOP moves to weaken or piece by piece dismantle the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare?
I think the answer is yes. I would personally love to get to the point where we could actually amend and fix some of the parts of Obamacare that some of us thought were wrong going in, which I laid my concerns about it out before we voted on it, and some of the things that have happened since then that we didn't anticipate, which I kind of think it's amazing that people thought you could do such a big piece of legislation and not have some unforeseen consequences. But we're not going to throw it out. It's just not going to happen. Fixing it, I hope we can. Throwing it out, no, that won't happen.
Congressman-elect Moulton, Keystone XL Pipeline, do you think that cheap oil prices, cheap gasoline should now kill this project? Is there any need to bring Canadian oil sands oil to the U.S. given these circumstances?
Well, I mean, that remains to be seen, but there's no question that there are tremendous environmental concerns with this project, and there's no way that we should let it get approved without great environmental concessions. But if that's how we need to forge a compromise, then perhaps that makes sense.
All right, question for both of you. Either one can answer it first, depending on how strongly you feel, I guess. Senator,
tough the question is.
Senator Elizabeth Warren versus former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, both enormously popular in Massachusetts. Of course, I'm talking 2016 presidential politics. Do you hope Warren challenges Clinton and runs for president? And will you support her if she does?
I can answer it pretty clearly. I don't have a hope one way or the other. That is a very personal decision that Senator Warren will make herself. If she runs, I have said that I will support her.
Officially, neither the secretary nor the senator have announced that they're running. So I think a lot remains to be seen, and I'm looking forward to watching that unfold.
Congressman-elect Seth Moulton, thanks for coming in and good luck.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Veteran Congressman Capuano, thanks a lot for coming in and good to see you again.
Appreciate it, but at least you didn't call me the old guy.